The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 72, Remembering Don Knotts, number 2. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's to pick up Mayberry t-shirts, DVDs, books, just about anything that's Mayberry related, you'll find it there at Weaver's. So drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Hello, everybody. This is Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's great to have you with us. Thanks for being with us again. This is episode 72. We're going to be remembering Don Knotts. We've already done an episode of that, but that was a year ago on an anniversary of his passing. So we decided we would do that again this year because the podcast is coming out just a day or so before it would be the anniversary. Mr. Knotts passed away back on February 24th, 2006. So, you know, and it's hard to believe it's been another year already since that had happened. But what happened was we were who's been messing up the bulletin board chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club had an online meeting recently. The chapter itself is online, so the only way we can actually meet with one another is through telephone conference calls or something like that to meet. And rarely, like at Mayberry Days, we try to get together and visit with one another in person so that we can actually put faces with the names. But as a way to kind of just draw closer as a community of Mayberry Andy Griffith Show fans, we have started in the last couple of months trying to have an online meeting so folks can call in and visit with one another. Because, you know, there's always this talk about the community. You know, the Andy Griffith Show doesn't fit well on the internet and this kind of stuff. So to try to offset that thing, things like that, you know, we get together. So during our meeting, I asked them a question about Don Knotts. And I wanted to share that with you guys because I believe they voice a lot of things in what they say that many of us as fans of the Andy Griffith Show and of Don Knotts would have to say as well. So here's several of our members, and let me just tell you who they are in order of appearance. We'll first hear from Aunt B. She's up in Illinois. That's what she goes by on the digest. The Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board digest is what I'm referring to. Then there's Mike Peacock, Jewel Cutzler, Ron, we call him Emmett Blankenship, and Mary Ellen and Vicky Pillow. So those are kind of in the order you'll hear them. And they will mention the digest during the discussion, and that's the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board digest. Since it is an online chapter, we gather and meet together daily through email. So anyway, let me let you hear what they had to say about some of their thoughts and memories of Don Knotts.
When I was little, when I was a kid and we'd watch it, we just all really, really laugh at the antics of Barney closing and locking himself up in the jail and everything. Even now, it's just, you know, it's like it's always new and fresh to watch him, even though you watched it before. There's something about the show that it's so like real life that it's just like you're just living it. You're living in the moment.
I think Andy said it best one time when he said he soon realized when the show began that Don was the comedian mm-hmm. and he would be the straight man. And to see his mannerisms, facial expressions, just putting everything 500% into a line, into a part, into a scene. And then from the stories I've heard, how he would kind of lock himself in his room like all day Sunday, going over and over and over lines and trying them different ways, and came to the show totally prepared and really, really worked hard at his craft, as they call it, and it certainly shows, and it's really had an impact on everybody.
He was masterful at what he did, and when somebody makes something like that look so natural, then you know they've really got skill, because it's not a natural thing to do.
True.
Yeah, he just really was able to work very hard and yet look so at ease in what he did, and so natural, and you really lost any idea that there was a script. You just kind of went with it, because he was just going with it, like he was responding so spontaneously to everything that was being said that you bought into that totally.
He and Andy's timing was just impeccable. It was just great.
Exactly.
Because we talked about on the Digest recently about the one camera concept where they actually had to do a scene at least three times to do it the same. And that is remarkable how they can do that.
Well, I just wanted to say, I think the character that they developed with Don Knotts, Barney Fife, as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the best developed characters in situation comedies. Obviously, people enjoy it because he became an icon. He's a cultural icon. People recognize that character, and it had so many dimensions to it. They had a tender side to him, a compassionate side, a prideful side, just absolutely marvel at watching him play out all the various aspects of that character. And he becomes so believable that it's just like you cannot believe this is a man acting this part. You actually believe this is a real person. He's just so natural. And I think that's a lot of why he's so enjoyable to watch, because he's a very believable character and has so many different aspects to him like a real human being would. So that's why I was always disappointed and always will be disappointed that I never got to meet him, because I was amazed by his ability to... and I understand in real life he was actually quite an anxious person, or could be at times, and just seemed to overcome that when he was acting and when he was actually doing the show. So
I'm going to tell on myself here. It was such a part of my life. Somebody posted on the Digest a couple weeks ago, it wasn't me, but I laughed for about 5 minutes because I had the very same experience. When I watched Barney Fife, I actually learned a word and mispronounced it until I was very grown. That must have been the way it was pronounced, and just laughed when I found out that wasn't really the way you pronounce that word. So it was totally a part of my life, that character.
Was it kleptomaniac or something like that?
Yeah. Kleptomaniac and compulsion. And
there's compulsion nuts. Yeah, there's compulsion nuts all over the place.
You mean that ain't the right way to say it?
All right. Well, I appreciate that, folks. That'll be good. We'll use that on the Two Chairs, No Waiting podcast probably this week. And I really appreciate that. That was some really good comments. Thanks. So, yeah, what do you think about that? I agree 100% with so many of those memories that those folks were sharing and those thoughts. And Vicky was the one who was talking about having learned a word incorrectly because she had learned it from Barney. So that is, I just thought that was very, very humorous. And I want to thank them, all of those guys. There were about 10 or so people on that conference call. And none of that was actually edited. That was just a straight shot. It sounds like I edited it together, but I didn't. Those folks just went one right after the other and didn't do too much walking on each other as they tried to answer, talking over each other, I should say. And so anyway, I just want to thank all of them for allowing me to be able to use that. And I just wanted to you know, just to remind everybody, just to enjoy so much what Don Knotts has given us is his history of or this legacy of episodes to watch and things to just enjoy. So, wow, I got to get moving. We got some other things I want to deal with today. And I'm going to save that till the end, I believe. No, let's go ahead and do it. We got a voicemail. Somebody actually called me. Woo-hoo! All right. And this is from Robbie Curley. Before I get into that, I should have mentioned at the beginning of the show, and I didn't, that the co-executive producers of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 72, are Matthew Crowder and Robbie Curley. It just happens to be that Robbie called in. But these guys have donated made some donations to the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast to keep it going and to keep help me pay for some of the expenses that I end up occurring. So here, let you hear Robbie.
Hi, Alan. This is Robbie Curley. Just wanted to give you a quick call and tell you how much I'm enjoying the podcast, especially the last three, Remembering Howard McNear. While listening to Parley Bear's story about Howard and the pocket watch, I was listening on my computer wearing the headphones so I wouldn't disturb Suzanne, who was watching TV. All of a sudden, she looked over at me, and I was in hysterics, almost falling out of my chair, just picturing the two of them together. As you know, I collect old radio programs, and both Howard and Parley were in many of them, some together, on the same program. It's such a treat to enjoy their talents on these shows as well as on our beloved Andy Griffith Show. Also, a big thank you for creating the video feed of the podcast. It's nice to get to see the nerve center where these shows are put together. It makes us appreciate the hard work that you put into each broadcast. And finally, I would just like to ask everyone who enjoys these podcasts to help support these shows with a small donation if you can. I'm not a whiz with a computer, but even I had no trouble using PayPal to contribute. That's all I had, Alan. Hope we'll hear from Floyd and Jan on some future podcasts. Thanks again and take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you, Robbie. I really appreciate the call and the voicemail. I love to hear from our folks, and I want to thank you for helping to sponsor the podcast. And it is easy to donate if anyone would like to. I'd be glad to put your money in the pool that we have to help continue paying for the hosting fees, the cost that incurs over the time. You can go to the Two Chairs No Waiting website mayberry.com/podcast, and you'll see there on the right hand side there's a donation button. And I just redid the website. You probably won't even be able to tell, but you know, being a web designer guy, you know, I thought it didn't look exactly right, so I went in and made it a little bit more clean, a little bit more crisp. The other thing I wanted to say is that you guys have been very generous, and I appreciate it, trying to help pay to just maintain this content. And as such, it's been able to let me feel like I could spend a little bit more money to upgrade some of the things I'm using. So right now, if you're on the video podcast, you can see I've got a new microphone. I don't know if you can tell any difference listening, but this is a much better microphone than I have now. And I have my old mic, the second mic, I have it as well. So now Jan and I can do podcasts together. When she's available, I'm going to try to pull her in. And so we'll both have a mic and be able to both talk to you. So you won't just have to listen to me. So Robbie, I appreciate that. And Floyd, he will be back. He will be back. But Floyd right now has a beard. And I just feel kind of funny doing Floyd, especially with the video podcast that you mentioned. For anybody that doesn't know about the video podcast, you can go to the mayberry.com/podcast. And then there's a link there that says chat room and videos. If you go to that videos thing, you can watch all the episodes that I've done. There's only about six or seven so far it's basically just me sitting here talking. And when you're watching, you'll just see this exact same thing. You'll be seeing when I'm talking, I should say. I'm not sure how to say that, but I'm just sitting here talking at the mic, and I do show some extra things during the video podcast. I show some things I have around my house. So anyway, let me run through now. I really appreciate Robbie's call, but I've got some emails as well. So let me see if I can read these to you. We got one from Brian. Brian wrote in back in January, but he was saying, "Greetings, Alan. Nice job on Two Chairs No Waiting. Howard McNear Remembered Part 1. You know, he says, watch out for the 50th anniversary bum rush of listeners now. And that was the reason I started taking up money, actually, to help me, because I moved the podcast stuff to a site where I'd have more bandwidth, because I am concerned that we'll have a lot of members, or I'm hopeful we'll have a lot of folks drop by to listen to us during this 50th anniversary. So thank you for that. Then next up, we had, in reference to the Aaron Rubin, Howard McNair episodes, Larry wrote in and said, thanks for turning these Mayberry characters into real people. Hearing Parley Bear reminisce about Howard McNair really touched my heart. Knowing he was not far from Floyd is an insight into the man. Also, I've gotten to know much more about Aaron Rubin. The Gene Carson interview was special too. Just keep up the good work. The podcasts are great. Thank you for that. I listen every week. One other thought, being the 50th anniversary, do you think we could hear anything from Andy Griffith himself? And this is from Larry in Lincolnton. So thank you for writing in, Larry. And more than likely, we won't hear anything from Andy, not on this podcast. Wow, I can't imagine if he did agree to be on the podcast, I would just fumble everything. So, Andy is, as we've said before, is a fairly private man, and he's kind and generous with his, you know, he helps with all kinds of things. He just, you know, he's had enough publicity over his life, and I don't know that he really needs more, but, I'm sure he'll say something about the 50th anniversary at some point and some interview, and hopefully we'll be able to quote some of that to you. Next up, we got one from Dale Williams, and he's talking about back in episode 67 about the punch in the nose letters. He says, Dear Floyd, since your last podcast, I've been thinking about the fact that you need to raise some funds with expenses. Oh, good. We've already been talking about that. Just wanted to let you know that Andy, Barney, and Miss Ellie are willing to help with a rummage sale down at the courthouse. You know, old Ben Weaver ain't going to like it much, but everybody can pitch in a few items. Opie's got a pair of skates that he can trade, and Aunt Bee has a lot of jars of her homemade pickles that she could donate. I bet Barney might even donate his fingerprinting set if we ask him real nice. Rumor has it that he has cases of miracle salve that he couldn't get rid of as well. If need be, Bert Miller could help out with the selling. He can sell, but just don't ask him to be pushy. And, of course, Andy and the boys might be able to get the Mayberry Band together for a benefit concert tonight under the stars. Just don't expect Gomer to go under the bandstand getting it all fixed up with those spiders down there. If that doesn't get enough for you, then I know Andy could do it a little bit of horse trading with the town cannon. Or maybe Barney can sell the department motorcycle complete with sidecar. Just know that all in Mayberry are willing to help out. Seriously, I love the podcast, Dale Williams. Hey, Dale, I really appreciate that. That was fun. I enjoyed the letter, the email you sent to us. And thank you so much for writing. Now we've got a last email here from Lee Cooper. It says, Dear Alan, I just finished listening to podcast number 59. That's the Andy Griffith Show, Rio and Rutgers Club, 30th year. I'm listening to each podcast, and I've almost caught up with you. Hey, thanks, Lee. He must have got started late. Glad to have you listening. He says, I'm always thankful for what this show, the Andy Griffith Show, means to me, and I just thought I would share this with you. I grew up listening to this wonderful show with my mom and dad. Every time I watch an episode, I can remember something that was said and repeated so often by my parents. We would have so much fun together. My dad passed away in September 2002. 3 weeks after he died, I went to Mayberry Days for the first time ever. It was like heaven on earth to me. I met Betty Lynn, and I got to tell her about what the show had meant to me, to my family. And when she signed a picture for me, I told her that it was for my dad as well. She told me I would be in her prayers. Do you think I'll ever forget that? In 2005, I found out about Wally's Front Porch chapter in Wilson, North Carolina, which me and my wife joined. That has enriched our lives. We meet monthly with an average of 8 to 15 people. Last year, we were fortunate enough to return to Mayberry Days for the second time, and it was even better than before. I got to meet me, Alan, got to meet you, he says, and also the cast members that were there. Our club is planning to go this year, I think, so, and I certainly hope so. My mom knew I was going back to Mayberry Days last year, but I never got to tell her about it because the Lord called her to be home with him on July 4th. I miss them both, but I'm so thankful for all the many years we had together and how the Andy Griffith Show was so special to us all. Thanks for everything. As always, keep a good thought. Lee Cooper. Hey, folks, that's Lee, that is a great email, and I think everybody listening, we just want to thank you for writing that in. That means a lot to us all. And I think as we try to remember Don Knotts and just all the things he's done for us, what better way to end the show than that? So, folks, I want to thank you for listening, and I'll let you get out of here, and we'll see you next week. Oh, on Two Chairs No Waiting, but don't forget to call me at 888-684-8415 and leave a voicemail like Robbie did, or drop me an email like these folks did at floyd@mayberry.com, or leave a note at mayberry.com/podcast, and I'll get back to you in one way or another. So, folks, thank you again for being a part of the show, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting.